And finally today, on January 12, 2010, Haiti was hit by an earthquake that killed 250,000 people. 1 year later, the country is still struggling to rebuild and recover. This week, radios across Haiti will start broadcasting a musical reminder of what happened 1 year ago this Wednesday. Here's the world's Marco Werman.
Creating a song that aims to raise awareness and stir emotions about a particular event, it's become almost formulaic.
Yeah, you need a nice beat, you need a nice hook in the song. It has to be easy. The melody has to be very simple, so anybody can relate to it anywhere in the world. And a nice groove, I say, okay, that's what it's going to be.
What that musician, Joel Widmeyer, was referring to specifically is this song, Sak Passe Haiti, Creole for What's Happened to Haiti. Joel Widmeyer composed Sak Passe Haiti. As a Haitian, he wanted to do something right after the earthquake, he says, so the rest of the world would know Haitian musicians were supporting their people.
And of course, at the time, it was so under, you know, such emotion and shock. Even me to myself, I had the idea, but I could touch my guitar in 4 months or 5 months later after the earthquake. I didn't even think about music.
When the daily task of surviving in post-earthquake Haiti became somewhat routine for Widmeyer and other artists, he returned to his idea of a song. He tapped some of Haiti's best talent in country and outside Haiti. Wyclef Jean and the singer Beethoven Obas took part, to name two. Widmeyer got some top-shelf pop artists from Martinique on board. In total, more than 30 singers joined the project. The message of one verse, says Joel Widmeyer, kind of sums up the song.
Yes, we love a lot of brothers and sisters. Yes, all the church are down. But we should not stop dreaming about a new Haiti, about the future of this country, about the future of our children.
Oui, c'est vrai, même l'église au casé.
Oui, c'est vrai, bien des listes qui fêlent. C'est pas ça que tout fait nous suspendre rêver.
For Haitians listening to their radios from their fragile tent residences, it's hard to imagine how a song might change their lives. Joel Widmeyer says he's got a simple wish for Sak Passe Haiti.
Give everybody hope, keep it in mind. We shouldn't cannot forget what happened, and go forward.
This week, the producers plan to make the song available for free. Next week, Sak Passe Haiti will go on sale to support the Haitian arts organization Haiti Musique. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
There's more information at theworld.org about Sak Passe Haiti from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.